America and our federal contractor community support a workable online employment verification system, especially when you can automate a paper-based process. It gives companies efficiencies and they can put resources in other areas. Where we have a little bit of concern is that we think there's some issues with the current system, and we're worried that if you make it mandated to all federal contractors effective immediately, you could exacerbate some of the current problems.
What are some of those problems?
You know what? We're concerned about the scalability of the system. We're concerned about the accuracy of the underlying data and what kind of results that provides. We're concerned about the ability to detect and prevent identity fraud. And we're concerned about the increased burden on federal contractors and government agencies.
And have you had, I know these discussions have been going on for what? It feels like close to a year now. Has there been much discussion from DHS about addressing these issues? Because I keep hearing them come up and haven't really heard of resolutions to them.
You know, I will say they have done a lot to try and address these, and they are working with it. And the system we have today is a vast improvement over the system we had even, you know, a year ago. You know, I think some of the latest numbers I'm getting on the error rate, it's much lower. But the problem isn't just about this system. It's not just the E-Verify, but it's the data elements that E-Verify system relies on. And, I mean, it takes a lot to go if you're going to go clean up the Social Security Administration's database. And how do you go about doing that? And I think, there needs to be resources allocated to it. There needs to be funds allocated to it. And as you know, you have to make trade-offs when it comes down to budgeting.
Well, it sounds like you're not so much against E-Verify as it is, as much as it's just making sure it's implemented judiciously.
Well, we want a workable system. I think, you know, I don't want one more system out there that isn't a good, strong identity management system. We continue to create these systems, and it may say, yes, you're eligible to work, but it may not even be you. We could be creating a system that perpetuates identity fraud, where the value is no longer on whether the person is eligible, but the value is on, can I go get somebody else's identity so I can get a job? So, I think if we're going to be making these decisions, these work eligibility decisions should be based on a system that has strong identity management practices.
So when DHS Secretary Janet Napolitano made the announcement that they were going to support the regulation awarding federal contracts only to employers who use E-Verify and rescinding the no-match rule for Social Security, what was the response from your group?
You know what? I think it's we've expected that to come down. You know, we were hoping to work with them. You know, we were hoping that we'd be more of a phased-in approach so that we'd have time to work out some of these kinks. I think only once you start really scaling it on the level that it would be for all federal contractors, you could truly see what the error rate does to small businesses, or you can truly see the amount of fraud, or you can truly see the amount of time it takes to turn around when somebody doesn't have a match, or you can see how many more resources you need at SSA or DHS to implement this program. You know, Social Security Administration was never designed to be an identity verification administration. That was not the goal.
So what happens now? Where does this leave your organization and others who have concerns about E-Verify? What's the next step?
No, I think we're just hoping to work with the administration to fix some of these issues. And it comes down to when they reauthorize the program, what resources are put in there, how quickly they can move. And I think, you know, also getting, you know, some additional funding and resources on the database. But, you know, you can't clean up a database overnight. You can't clean up the data overnight.
Is that the fix, the funding, the resources? Is that the fix? And, of course, the time. Is that the fix that's necessary?
I think that's some of the fix. I also think, you know, we need to look at, you know, moving to stronger identity verification methods within the system. And maybe there should be some sort of biometric in there. Maybe there should be, you know, some other identity verification technologies used in when someone comes in to apply. So, I mean, I think there's some bigger issues than just this being the way to go. I think, though, perhaps it would be better if this was used as a government preference. The government prefers companies that use this, and companies can start to use the E-Verify system, figure out how it works in their processes, figure out the best way to comply, what makes it easy, and then we can also continue to work on the system.
When and is there, that was going to be my sort of next question, was is there, if somebody is found to be somehow in violation of this, what's the process that one follows to ensure that it all falls in place, that you aren't thrown out of being a government contractor because of an error in a database?
Well, and you know what? I think you're absolutely correct, and especially as we start to move toward this level of transparency in government contracting and these databases that are going to contract contractor performance, what happens if somebody does slip through the cracks and you use the E-Verify system? You know, does the E-Verify system offer a safe harbor, or are you going to be written up as having a contract violation? And then, you know, one or two of these, and then you're barred from government contract performance, and we start putting companies out of business.
You specifically mentioned small contractors or small businesses. Are they most at risk for having to carry the onus of this?
You know, I think what it has to do with the small businesses is that any sort of error rate, even, you know, I think the latest number I saw was maybe a 4% error rate.
Mm-hmm.
4% to a small company is a lot, especially because they don't have a bench strength. They don't have a bench of people eligible and ready to work on federal contractors. There is normally, you know, one person, two people, and when they put those two people through, if they find out for some reason they're not eligible or they can't do it, it takes time to go out, find somebody else. The larger companies used to be able to have sort of a bench strength. We saw it with security clearances. You know, every company had to have a bench strength of people with already having security clearances so you can get in and perform on contracts. So what I worry about with the small businesses is that any sort of amount of delay, any sort of having to re-engineer their HR processes or their IT processes is a big burden, and especially in today's commercial market.
Have you been able to reach out to the White House? Have you been able to reach out to the administration and express your concerns and be heard?
We have spoken with we have spoken with the DHS in the past and SSA. And we've spoken on the Hill as well. And I do believe they hear the concerns. I believe they see the same concerns, and I believe they are working to get there.